News Talk Breakfast.
In association with AIR. Do anything, anywhere with high-speed 4G mobile data coverage across 96% of the population.
This is News Talk.
Now, Fianna Fáil is calling for a change in the law so rape complainants can have access to legal representation of their own choice. Earlier, we spoke to Senator Lorraine Clifford Lee, the party's Shannon spokesperson on justice and equality, and she explained the proposal to us.
We're proposing two measures. The first measure is at the point when somebody makes a complaint that they will be given legal assistance and legal advice from the Office of the DPP. So that's the first proposal. The second proposal is legal representation during the course of a trial. And of course, the prosecutor will be acting from the state's point of view and will be presenting the complainant's version of events and cross-examining the accused on the basis of that evidence. But sometimes a situation might arise that the prosecutor doesn't object to certain lines of evidence, and that would, from our point of view, warrant legal representation distinct from the prosecution.
And we're joined now to discuss the ramifications of such a change by Nolene Blackwell, who's CEO of the Dublin Rape Crisis Centre, and she joined us in the studio. Good morning, Nolene.
Good morning,
and thanks
Paul.
For coming in. You're in favour of this?
Yes, yeah, so this has been a long-standing request from the Dublin Rape Crisis Centre, is that this would be looked at. It's not just the case that we've all heard about over the past couple of months, but we've known for years that there's a real imbalance and a lack of capacity for two sides to make their case in a criminal trial in this particular type of case. When you look at cases of sexual violence and indeed domestic violence that go into the criminal courts, the complainant is going in talking about some sexual abuse or rape that happened to them, or any sort of abuse. So violence in up to and including rape. The complainant goes in and talks about that. They are a witness for the state, and the state produces them and takes them through their evidence. But the state prosecution must not, under any circumstances, give them additional support in case they're seen to be coaching them or supporting them in any particular way. And if they were seen to be doing that, that might impact on the rights of the accused.
So what you're talking about basically is creating a special category of criminal offence for basically sexual violence or domestic violence.
Yeah. So
will that not create a lot of very fundamental difficulties from the common law system's point of view?
Yeah. So the common law system moves all the time. And over the past 100 years, it has moved to absolutely ensure the rights of the accused in all cases. And nobody looked at the rights of the complainant in these cases. However, the common law has to adjust as well to reality. Victims' rights are not being properly protected in the current system. And even more, the common law has moved on now to formally include victims' rights. So,
and there's a lot of judgment law in all of that
there
as
is,
well. Yeah.
But last year there was a piece of legislation, the Victims of Crime Act, which requires the state to ensure that victims are not re-traumatised by the court process. So that's kind of a new step forward to recognise that victims have rights as well.
So Nolene, how would you see this working on a practical level?
So I'm really delighted to see Minister Charlie Flanagan's review happening, because he's going to look at all aspects of this. I'm also very interested in what Fianna Fáil are proposing, but it needs to be looked at in the overall context of how we treat those who report sexual violence into the criminal law system. Mm. That business of, as Lorraine Clifford Lee was talking about, at the start of a case, where is the complainant clear about what they're doing? And then when it goes to court, there are a whole lot of measures that we need to look at. We need to look at how we take evidence as well. So we really believe that if Minister Flanagan proceeds with this review about how these trials are conducted, that is a really important way forward, of which the proposal from Fianna Fáil is part. And the real importance of this, Paul, in some ways for all of us, is that given what we've learned about how these cases are conducted from the Belfast case, even though they're a bit different here, the same thing would apply, but given that, we are finding on the National Helpline, we're finding people who are contacting us saying they're now afraid of reporting if people don't report sexual violence and domestic violence.
I was just going to make that point to you. Do you think that the conflation that has taken place of the conduct of the Belfast rape trial with the conduct of similar cases in the Republic has been responsible for dissuading victims, because people need to be reminded that there is and we need to keep emphasising that there's a procedural chasm that exists between what happened in that jurisdiction and happened in this jurisdiction. But rape victims of sexual violence are treated much better here.
They are, in the sense that the trial is in private and nobody's name is known. But the treatment of the complainant and the cross-examination of the complainant in what effectively was four trials, one after another, is very like what's happening here, which is why we have been calling for this way before the case happened. Because in the Dublin Rape Crisis Centre and other people working with victims around the country know that it is very hard. It is actually interesting to note that, as far as we know, the evidence isn't good enough that's out there, but as far as we know, only about 10% of those who are victims of sexual violence ever complain at all, and only about 10% of that 10%, so 1%, go to court. Now, we're never going to fix the problem if we don't have a system that complains.
And international research has shown over three decades that only 15% of reported allegations of sexual violence ended up in prosecution.
But in the Irish system, we have a greater drop-off than in an awful lot of other countries, so we need to fix that.
Nolene, any professional criminal lawyer would put the point to you that, you know, it is the job of the defence.
Yes.
And it is central to the whole concept of common law that they must create a doubt.
Yes.
Because you can only convict somebody beyond all reasonable doubt.
Yes.
If you introduce this third party into a trial, is it not going to make the system all the more, even more adversarial than it already is?
Okay, so it's very adversarial as it is now. And we saw that in bright colour in the Belfast trial, that it's very adversarial. And absolutely, the job of the accused, the lawyers for the accused, is to defend the accused. But what we have in every trial, not just Belfast, every trial, is we have an accused who is telling one side of a story, and they are properly supported by an expert set of lawyers who are skilled and expert in criminal law and in presenting a case to the jury. On the other side, you have a complainant who gets very, very limited support from the prosecution. No support at all, really. The prosecution just takes the complainant through their case.
Because they have to be seen to be impartial.
Exactly. Yeah. They have to be seen not to in any way be pushing an agenda for the complainant. So the complainant, who may never have been in court before, who's no court experience, who has no skill in dealing with it, is on their own. The police, for instance, in the Belfast trial were questioned pretty hard as well by the accused. But the police are trained how to deal with this. They go in, it's just their case. This is a person's life, man or woman. They're telling their life, and they're telling the most intimate details of their life, and they don't have the same level of support. So the jury don't in fact get the full story, because they're presented in an expert way by one and in an amateur way by the other.
Okay, we have to leave it there, and certainly a subject we're going to be coming back to, I'd say, quite a bit. Nolene Blackwell, CEO of the Dublin Rape Crisis Centre, thanks very much for coming in to talk
Thank
to us this
Paul.
Morning.
News Talk Breakfast.
In association with AIR. Do anything anywhere with high-speed 4G mobile data coverage across 96% of the population.
This is News Talk.